In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. This wasn't anything that they encouraged us to do in my preaching class in seminary. But for the first time in my career as a preacher, I'm going to quote from a vodka ad. In this case, for Smirnoff Vodka. Some of you may remember a series of ads that Smirnoff ran in the 90s with the tagline, "Home is where you find it." I'm not sure what that has to do with vodka, and it didn't entice me to drink this stuff either. But I've always remembered that sentence, "Home is where you find it." In a story written by the Russian writer Anton Chekhov in 1886 titled Heartache, a middle-aged cabbie named Iona, and cabbies back then meant horses and carriages, is grieving over the untimely death of his son, also a cabbie. And in the story, Iona tries to tell his passengers what has happened to him, but they're not interested and simply yell at Iona to drive faster. And after his shift, Iona returns to the station and tries to talk about his son with his fellow cabbies, but they are too sleepy to listen to him. Eventually, Iona goes out to the stable and talks to his horse, where Chekhov writes, "The little mare munches, listens, and breathes on her master's hands. Iona is carried away and tells her all about it." Not all of us find home, that place of welcome and care and concern and love, in the place we might expect and hope. For some of us, home is not where our biological relations are at all. Iona found home in the company of his horse. 2,000 years ago, Mary and Joseph found their home in an unexpected place, a manger. As it turned out, that was enough. They didn't even need that room in the inn. Most importantly, 2,000 years ago, God found his home with us, where, as John's Gospel says, the Word of God became flesh and lived among us, full of grace and truth. This is the truth that Christmas reminds us of, that we are not alone. God is with us. God made his home with us, and we are with each other. Many who were alive in 1957 will remember the beginning of the so-called space race with the launch of the first orbital satellite by the Soviets, which they called Sputnik. But few Americans know what that word means in Russian, which is fellow traveler. Christmas is a sign to us that through Jesus Christ we have God himself as our fellow traveler in this life. And in each other, we have countless fellow travelers. This is meant both to be a comfort and an inspiration to us, to be fellow travelers to others, especially those in need. Which is why Christians across the globe make Christmas dinners for those who are alone, or give gifts to needy children, so that they also will know that they are loved and remembered, that they are not alone. Christmas is the yearly reminder, which really ought to be a weekly or daily reminder, that we are not alone, that God is with us, which in Hebrew is Emmanuel, the name given to Jesus in the Christmas story by the angel. And just this once, on this Christmas Eve, when in about 5 minutes' time, we pass the peace with each other with handshakes or hugs, instead of, or in addition to saying peace or peace be with you, like we do on a Sunday morning, let's say to each other, Emmanuel, and thereby remind each other that God is with us this night and every night of our lives. And let us be inspired this night to dedicate the days between now and next Christmas to doing all we can to ensure that others in our lives know that they are not alone. That they too have fellow travelers. This doesn't mean we won't face struggles in this life, of course. The one whose birth we celebrate this evening faced more of those than we likely will ever face ourselves. But it does mean that we will not face those struggles alone. Last month, the world lost one of its greatest poet-musicians, Leonard Cohen, whose work often dealt with religious themes. His best-known song is titled Hallelujah. Several years ago, a friend's son wrote to Cohen for a class project, asking what had inspired him to write the song, to which Cohen replied, "I wanted to stand with those who clearly see God's holy and broken world for what it is, and still find the courage or the heart to praise it." 2,000 years ago, Jesus came to stand with us in the midst of this holy and broken world, and to light for us a path home to God. Even if, in the months or years to come, struggles come for us or for our nation, we will stand with Jesus in this holy and broken world in love and hope, because on this night, Jesus came to stand with us. Emmanuel, God will still be with us and will cause the sun to shine on a brighter day. Amen.